The Water Values Podcast, session 149.
Welcome to the Water Values Podcast. This is the podcast dedicated to water utilities, resources, treatment, reuse, and all things water. Now here's your host, Dave McGimsey.
Hello and welcome to another session of the Water Values Podcast. As my daughter Sarah said, my name is Dave McGimsey and thanks so much for joining me. Have a great show for you today. We have Jonathan Grant, the Chief Strategy Officer with Imagine is here, and he's going to talk to us about mainstreaming AI and machine learning into water utilities. So he gives a fantastic interview and a lot of great insights into where water utilities can get a lot of value out of adding AI and machine learning to their repertoire. We also have Eric Bindler here with Bluefield Research to talk about the latest happenings and the takeaways from the SWAN conference that just concluded. And we'll get to all that in just a moment. We have, as usual, we have a little bit of housekeeping. You'll recall from last week or last episode that I said I had been unaware of a lot of the international interviews that have been given on Apple Podcasts, because I, for whatever reason, my Apple Podcast doesn't show me the international stuff. In any event, I found those, and I said I'd read a couple of them each week. So here we go. The first is from Water Eric from Sweden. This is back in February 19th of 2019. And Water Eric says, great podcast. To me, as a non-American paren, I come from Sweden, close paren, working for a major water utility. This podcast gives me great knowledge of the U.S. water sector. I'm looking forward to every new episode. Well, Water Eric, thank you so much for enjoying the podcast. Thanks for listening, and thanks for the great rating and the five-star review. I also want to thank Huey Mook from Ireland, who left this review on Apple Podcasts Ireland, and he says, excellent podcast, very interesting guests with up-to-date content and market information covering a wide range of water industry topics. Very timely to have a water podcast considering the importance of water for all of humanity and the sustainability of all economic and business activities. Nice, relaxed discussions with passionate, knowledgeable industry leaders. The audio quality is also good. Keep up the good work. Well, Huey Mook, thanks very much for the excellent rating and great review. The five stars was very much appreciated. So thanks so much, Huey Mook, and also Water Eric for those great ratings and reviews. And as usual, if you'd like to support the podcast financially, you can go to thewatervalues.com. There's a little PayPal button. Just click on that. Any denomination is greatly appreciated to help keep the valves open and the information flowing. So with that, let's get to Eric Bindler and this week's Bluefield on Tap segment, and then we'll get on to the main feature interview with Jonathan Grant. Here we go. Well, Eric, welcome to the Water Values Podcast and the Bluefield on Tap segment. How are you doing today?
Doing great. Thanks so much for having me.
You bet. We have not had you on as a guest on the Bluefield on Tap segment. Could you give us a little background on yourself?
Sure. So I've been with Bluefield full-time now for just over a year. Before that, I worked as an intern and a project consultant for a couple months. So I've been with the team now for just about 2 years. At the beginning of 2019, I just took over as the research director for our digital water service. So I've been putting out research and supporting clients with everything from kind of core technologies like SCADA and GIS on up to more advanced technologies like artificial intelligence, machine learning, and things like that.
Awesome. Well, you mentioned digital water. There's a lot going on in that. And I understand you just attended the SWAN conference. Can you tell us what the SWAN conference is?
Sure, absolutely. So the SWAN conference is an annual conference hosted by the SWAN Forum, or the Smart Water Networks Forum. It's a nonprofit industry group that's just basically dedicated to advancing the conversation around smart water, digital water. They've got, you know, a couple dozen members ranging from utilities to digital water solutions providers to other just industry professionals. They just finished their hosting the 9th annual SWAN conference in Miami, so that was just a couple weeks ago. It was their biggest conference yet, and it was actually their first time hosting the conference in the U.S., so that was pretty exciting for the U.S. market. You know, it's kind of often considered a little bit further behind more advanced digital water markets like Australia or the U.K., so it was really exciting to see this kind of major smart water industry event popping up in the U.S. for the first time.
Well, awesome. So what were your takeaways from the first SWAN conference on U.S. soil then?
Sure. So I'd boil them down to three. I mean, I think the first big takeaway was that there's really a lot of growing interest in the U.S. water sector, or at least certain segments of it, in these really interesting and exciting new technologies that we're seeing shaping the rest of the economy, kind of other industries throughout the economy. So things like the Internet of Things, things like the digital twin, like artificial intelligence and machine learning. To give you one example, Bluefield's actually co-writing a white paper with Arcadis that's focused on applications of artificial intelligence, machine learning, predictive analytics to empowering water and wastewater utilities to address challenges related to affordability and resilience. And so we gave a roundtable on that very subject at SWAN, and it was actually standing room only. I mean, we had to bring in more chairs from other rooms because it was so much better attended than we were expecting. And so I think that was kind of a strong indication to us that there is this really strong interest in these technologies and the kind of potential that they hold for the water sector. But on the other hand, and this is kind of my second takeaway, we also have to take, I guess, a more realistic look at where the water industry is today, particularly in the U.S., in terms of where utilities are along their smart water journey. So, for example, the lion's share of the 50 or so thousand water systems and, another 20 or so thousand wastewater systems in the U.S., they've got some basic technologies in place to capture core data feeds, maybe even to visualize those data feeds. You know, they've got a SCADA system. They've got a GIS system. Maybe they're implementing some smart metering and capturing better customer information that way. But they still have some way to go to get themselves in a position where they can really take advantage of these